This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like, yeah. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. Of course, remember that the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. All right, you can see the standings and get the rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with graduate hotels where college fans stay. And, of course, it's all sponsored by Tractor Supply. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard?
You sound like you're dropped.
No, I know. How are you on the East Coast with the earthquake in the New York, New Jersey? Did you feel it, Chris?
I've been getting so many texts and people asking me about it and calls. I know. But I didn't feel it.
So you didn't feel it?
I didn't feel it.
Because it happened.
Everybody else seemed to feel it, but I didn't. I mean, maybe I felt something and I didn't think anything about it.
Yeah, because Gleyber Torres was up taking BP for the Yankees, Chris, during it and just kept swinging.
Did they show it? Like, did you see anything?
Was it rocking? Yeah, it was hard to really see. It wasn't like it was, you know, like a massive swinging back and
forth.
They said it was right then during his time.
I mean, it was a 4.7 on the Richter, 4.8.
Wow.
So, you know, that's significant.
But especially for the East Coast, though. You know what I mean?
I was out today. We didn't have first things first, so I went out to eat with somebody for lunch. Like, right. Everything is normal. I mean, as far as
nothing else is yet.
Yeah, no. So I didn't feel it. But Rob, I want to make an announcement. Tomorrow, I will get this. You'll be surprised. I'm speaking at the Princeton Theological Seminary.
Wow.
And, you know, at the Ivy League Princeton School. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Mary Mary.
So
it is a part of a panel discussion on a documentary I was in called Unspoken, which unearths the substantial history and contributions that African people have made to the religion of Christianity, not here in America, but in Africa, you know, where Ethiopia is one of the oldest Christian nations in the world. And some of the founding, many of the founding members out after Christ, but many of the most prominent theologians were Christian, were African. So that's what the documentary is about. And I'll be on a panel discussion for it. It's called Examining Christianity and the Black American Experience.
Oh, that's awesome.
So send your folks, Rob.
Yes, to go see you.
Tomorrow, 1 p.m. at Princeton Theological Seminary.
That's very
what
nice.
What other sports writers are speaking at Theological Seminary?
Zero. Zero. You know this. We wrote the story about you leaving the business. An Oscar.
Yes.
Chris, you remember
yes.
that?
Yes.
You know who wrote a story in Oscar? You won't even believe this. Who wrote
Stephen A?
Stephen A. Didn't I send it to you? Yeah, a freelance article.
Well, I mean, I think you have a lot of big time people
writing
where they ended up being big time.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I wrote an article there.
I think you did.
I can't remember who I wrote it, but I wrote one.
Did you write one about Mike Freeman? Who wrote? There's an article about Mike Freeman who was at the time.
I
don't think you wrote that,
but
you did write.
I wrote one.
Yeah. That's crazy, ain't it, though? I still have
it was a good idea, you know? It was a good idea.
And, at the time, we didn't have anything, so.
Right, right. All right, well, the iCouple crew on the ones and twos, Mary Mary.
Why are you bugging? You know why she's bugging? She's bugging because she's 21 years old and she's got a big party planned tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I do.
Oh, wow. Where's it at?
It's going to be at my
crib.
New place.
At your place? Oh, new place. Wow. Mm-hmm. You live in large.
You live in large, 21.
In LA,
not
got
living
a
large.
New place?
This is a struggle.
It's all right.
All right.
You
well,
struggling. You know what?
Rob going to be there?
I said I might have
Rob
to.
Rob likes hanging out with 20-somethings. That's actually
have fun.
True.
We'll put
That's
out our old school
true.
Jams.
No. You know what?
You
Chris?
Are going to be there, Rob?
No, I'm not going. Are you trying to get me in trouble? I'm not going. No.
On the updates, you heard him, the loquacious Mr. Brian Finley. On the social media, the great Elijah Sabunia. And on the guy running things, he's in for the super producer, Rob G. Our man, Ryan Bershinger. All right, Rob, let's get right to it. Enough fooling around. Big news today. Big news. Not that it's a shocker to everybody, but it's still, you know, big news. Bronny James, the son of the great LeBron James, is entering the NBA draft. Now, he's entering the draft, Rob, but he also is entering the NCAA portal. So he's keeping his eligibility to still play in college. So the plan is that they will, you know, have workouts and interviews with various NBA teams. And depending on if any of them, you know, what they say about Bronny, do they want him on their team? Would they draft him? And, Rob, do they have any type of developmental plan where they would put him through that would help him become a better player? A better NBA-type player. And if they don't get the answers they want, then apparently looks like he will remain in college, transfer to some other school, but play another year at least in college. So I'm going to say this. When I first heard it, Rob, this morning, I was like, what? And again, we all knew there was a possibility.
You remember, I said, I still think he was going to do it. I said that. I still think he's going to wind up in the NBA with LeBron.
Yeah,
with the Lakers.
I'm serious, Chris.
I think
the Lakers will draft him if he stays in the draft and LeBron wants to stay there and they draft him. But I thought he's not ready from what we saw at USC. Averaged, 4 or 5 points. Didn't start. The team wasn't very good. And I thought, I know LeBron's got the pull to get him in, but I'm not sure this is best for Bronny.
But you know what?
When I looked at the further plan, as I just explained, like he's just gonna see, are our teams willing to develop him, and could he improve more in the NBA with a team working with him than he could in college? You're gonna at least look at it and be interviewed and see what teams think. Then I started to feel better about it. So LeBron and his guys, Rich Paul, Maverick Carter, Randy Mills, they've been very smart about the things throughout LeBron's career, obviously. And to me now, Rob, this is another smart move. If he declares, I mean, I guess that would mean a team is willing to really work with him and see if he can improve. But I think it's a good move because it gives you options. And I like it more when I heard the full plan.
I think that it's the only move for Bronny.
Really?
Yeah, and from this standpoint, Chris. Unfortunately, he had, the cardiac arrest, and he was able to get back on the court and play. And he didn't play well. Anybody else with 4 points in college, wouldn't be talking about this, okay?
Right.
But he can't afford to go back to college and not play well. So he has a built-in excuse of why maybe, Chris, he wasn't as good as maybe people thought he was.
Which I think there is legitimacy to that.
No, it could be,
but
I'm just saying.
He missed a lot of months.
But would you agree, like you could use that as a reason why? You can't use that if he goes back for a second year and averages 4 or 5 points in college, right?
Okay.
If he's healthy.
Okay.
So I don't think I'm not so sure they want any more Bronny and college stuff. Hey, I truly believe, Chris, he will be with the Lakers next year. Like without question.
Well, there's been reports that they would draft him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're going to do whatever they can to make LeBron happy. I've said it from jump. And LeBron, let's be honest. He can't keep waiting. We talked about it before, Chris. First of all, that'll be, what is this, year 20? And next year will be 21. So say if he waited and Bronny went to college, you're talking about year 22. There's also a chance that at his age, something could happen. He could get hurt.
Oh, of course.
And then he never even gets that chance because Bronny went to college for another year, and then LeBron gets hurt, and then he's going to miss a year. I'm just saying, speculating.
The only thing I disagree with there, I don't think the priority should be that LeBron and Bronny play.
No, I agree. I agree with that.
I think it should be what's best for Bronny.
I agree.
And you make a good point. Now, here's the counter argument to that. If he goes back next year and doesn't play well, say he averages 9 points, he's okay. He starts, on a mediocre team. He's fine, but certainly not looking like an NBA prospect.
Right.
LeBron, now you're right. I guess if LeBron got hurt, but you would think LeBron, and of course he's combined with Rich Paul, who's one of the most powerful agents in the league, they still could probably get Bronny drafted.
Would you agree with that? I'm not saying that it's impossible, but the scrutiny, and then it would be like, oh, he's a charity case.
That's going to be there. You don't think that's going to be there this year?
No, because I think he has the what you said, some of it is legit about him being, the cardiac arrest and missing time. Like, you could use
but
that.
But he wasn't a definite
NBA prospect.
I get you. You know what I mean?
But a second bad year or subpar year, I agree.
It would make it look worse. There's no doubt.
That's all I'm saying. It would look like, oh wow, okay, this is
right.
They're just doing this for LeBron, and he shouldn't even be in the league like
but
that.
But see, I do think that there's going to be some sentiment of that anyway.
Oh yeah.
Like, let's say you're right. He goes to the Lakers this year.
Oh, there's
people are
going to
be kind, and people are going to be respectful because of LeBron. At least publicly. But players in the league,
there's no doubt.
Maybe in the locker room, if he's taking a guy's. Because here's the thing. If LeBron can get him drafted, can he get him minutes? Now, I don't think, I would assume LeBron's not playing much if he's on the Lakers next year.
You would assume
that. Because I think the plan would be when he's practicing, Like, because LeBron said it on his podcast with J.J. Redick. He questioned how much the college game prepares you for the NBA game today. So I think that's part of thinking, too, is Bronny's not really going to get prepared in college. So let's get him in the NBA, get him working with the coaches, learning what he needs to learn. And I think that would be what would happen, Rob, if he plays with the Lakers. I don't think you'd see him much in the games. But if you did see him in the games, I just think there's always that possibility that guys are going to think, Rob, oh, he's just here because of his dad. Remember what Austin Rivers said that was the case with him, right, with Doc Rivers.
No, it's a tough spot to be in. You know that. And we see it. We've seen it in our business. You know what I mean? There's guys, and then you got to make your own way, Chris, and be your own dog. You know what I mean? As far as play-by-play guys mostly, you see a lot.
I'm glad you brought that up. Well, play-by-play guys are
right. You know what I mean?
That's different from what I'm about to say, because you're right. I mean, nepotism, and you could classify this as some form of that, is rampant, Rob. You know, in the sports industry, we talked about Bill Belichick's son, who was the coach for the Chiefs, Todd Haley. Like, played golf
in college, never even played football.
There are guys last night, the Nuggets,
Andy Reid's kids.
Yeah.
Andy Reid's
Michael boys. Malone got ejected last night from the Nuggets game, and the assistant who replaced him was his dad was a coach. Like Adelman. It was David Adelman.
Are you
Rick
serious?
Adelman's son. Yeah, yeah.
And of course, Malone's
and Mike
father,
Malone is Brendan Malone.
Right, yeah, Brendan Malone with the Pistons. Right.
It's all over the league. This is the one thing I would say, though, that makes it a little different. Because some have said, hey, especially as an African-American, yo, white people been using this nepotism all throughout American history to get their kids into these great jobs and things like that. I'm not going to be mad at a brother for doing it, which I'm with that. But the difference is your average person in the corporate world, Rob, who gets the nepotism, no, everybody's not seeing his performance
100%
every time.
It's totally different, right?
Yeah, like if you're a player and it's nepotism, I mean, they're going to see.
But we talked about this with Urban Meyer and Tebow. You remember that, like when he tried to get Tebow on the team? And you got to remember, Chris, the problem with that is you're taking some other player's job, and the players know
money.
The players know who belongs and who doesn't. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's a coach or a GM or in the front office, but this dude can't play. Like we're watching, like we know he can't. He don't deserve a spot on the team. That's the different part.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here. I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come. Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast. And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000. Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion. Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
It is the iCouple. He's Rob. I'm Chris. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And if you are looking for a new job, you just want to start all over, well, let Express Employment Professionals be your guide. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries, and job seekers never pay a fee when they deal with Express. Check out expresspros.com to find out your location. That is expresspros.com. Deshaun Tate, college basketball analyst, friend of the show, will join us at the bottom of the hour. Rob, he can get us ready for the men's and women's Final Fours. Now, South Carolina, of course, up 32-31 at the half with NC State tonight. Huge nightcap, Rob. UConn with Paige Beckers.
Yes.
And Iowa with Caitlin Clark. And I can't wait to see this one.
Yeah.
That's my gosh.
Hopefully we'll have a good game, Chris, you know, on both sides. And somebody will go home crying. That means that it was a great game. No, I'm just that means that it's a great game. Seriously. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, because if you get blown out sometimes, you, of course you're bummed out, but it's harder to take if you lose at the end. Like, it's just hard.
It's tough. So we will see. But
and let me say this quickly. I didn't see it yet, but they have video, Chris, of the Statue of Liberty shaking during the earthquake. I want to see that. Brian Finley, have you seen it yet?
Well, look, it was a 4.8, so it was powerful. I don't know how I didn't feel it. Like I said, I may have felt something, and obviously you're here. You're not thinking it's an earthquake. Rob, I remember they had the big earthquake in L.A. a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not from L.A., so I had never, you know, I'm not used to feeling earthquakes.
Right.
So I was laying in my bed at my aunt's house in South Central L.A. And the earthquake happened. And I was like, what the heck is – it felt like somebody was, like, shaking the house back and forth, like, underneath me. And that was the thought that came to my mind. Wow. Like, I did not think earthquake. I just thought, wow, what is going on? The house is shaking, like, from side to side, you know. But it turned out to be an earthquake, and that was one I really felt. So, yes, earthquake in New Jersey. You know what that means, Rob. Earthquake in New Jersey.
What does that mean?
Get right with the Lord.
Is that what it means? Okay. Yes. Who you sound like? What's her name? Marjorie. That's what. What's her name? She said the same thing. You know, like, oh, this is a warning to the country.
Hey, oh my gosh, earthquake in New Jersey. Next thing you know, it's going to be a snowstorm in L.A., you know?
Is that or Hawaii?
Right,
if it's
a
snowstorm in Hawaii, maybe I might pay attention.
All right, Rob, let's stick with the story today. That's Bronny James going to the NBA. We're going to speak hypotheticals. We don't know exactly what he's going to do. He might go back to college, right? He's keeping that option open. But let me throw this out there. You said you think the Lakers will draft him. I tend to agree. And if LeBron likes what the Lakers say as far as a plan to develop Bronny, then maybe, you know, they'll go ahead and co-sign it and Bronny will enter the NBA as a Laker. But let's say LeBron is really intent on playing with Bronny and another team or other teams are willing to draft Bronny to get LeBron. And let's even say now some teams like a Philadelphia, Rob, they'd have enough money to give LeBron the max. But let's not even limit it to that. And it's not going to be all 30 teams, but there are only a handful that would meet this criteria. But let's even open it up to teams, you know, where, because there's been talk, would LeBron play for the minimum? I mean, obviously he doesn't need money. Would he play for the minimum to play with Bronny and have a chance to win a championship? So first thing I want to say to you, Rob, is, and let's take family out of it, because obviously you and I always preface this stuff with, look, whatever the guy wants to do, right? If his family is set up in this city, then if that's what he wants to do,
right.
By all means, God bless him and do it. So if LeBron is like, man, my home is L.A., my family's here, I've built businesses here, I'm not leaving, good, we're cool with that. But let's, for the sake of discussion, let's keep it to basketball. And I want to ask you, Rob, should LeBron be open or willing to leave the Lakers to go somewhere where he'd have a better chance of winning a championship and that team is willing to take Bronny?
Hold on.
Well, Philadelphia.
Okay.
And he wouldn't even have to take a pay. Like, they got max room. Philadelphia with Tyrese Maxey, LeBron, and Embiid, and they'll take Bronny. The Cavs, I don't know financially, but just, again, throwing that out.
Financially,
Cleveland,
probably couldn't do that.
Yeah. I'm going to throw out a cup. Milwaukee.
That would be too much, don't you think?
Well, I'm just going to throw out a few teams to you, then you go give us a. So, Philly, Milwaukee, Cleveland, New York, and Miami.
I say no on Miami, not going back that route. I don't believe that.
I agree with you.
I just think that's done.
I'm just looking at places where, he can have a chance.
But don't you agree with me? That's done with
Riley. Yeah, I don't think he's going to Miami.
Yeah, he wouldn't go back there.
I don't think he'd go to New York either.
I don't either. I'm almost going to rule out the Knicks too, Chris, because that would be such a pipe dream. Those guys, while they're good, would they be even with a 40-year-old LeBron? Would they be title contenders? Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know that they would either.
So the other ones, I mean, if you're LeBron and that's what you really want to do, and I do think he feels like he needs to win another championship just to somehow close the gap. Whether it moves some people or not, because some people will not be moved regardless because he's got the four losses. Forget about the, right?
Well, six losses.
I'm sorry. Forget about the four
rings. Especially in some, like Philly, he wouldn't be the best player. Right. Milwaukee, he wouldn't be the best player. Now, he could still be a great player.
Right, but he wouldn't be the best.
If you're battling against Jordan, it's who's the best player.
And then it would be like, that's Giannis's championship. LeBron was on, you know what I mean?
I totally see what you're saying. Here's what I say, though. Let's start with Milwaukee. And there's maybe a chance of this.
Well, they got nepotism going on anyway there in Milwaukee, right?
What?
Giannis's brothers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, like, that's true. That's true. They'd have, yeah, they'd be a family.
They'd be a family because they'd be taking up, what, right. three, five
spots. So they spots. Can't say nothing. No. The players wouldn't be mad about it.
No, they'd have five spots, I think.
Right. But here's the thing. What if Milwaukee grab, and again, this looks possible, if they go out in the first round. Let's say they play Miami in the first round this year, get beat, and then LeBron goes there. Now, I get it. Giannis is still the best player. Dame is a great player. It would be stacked on paper, but it would be a situation where you can say, oh, well, they were awesome without LeBron. You know what I mean? Like, if he went there and helped them get a championship, while you might say Giannis was the best player, you can't really poo-poo that title for LeBron.
No.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I think you couldn't poo-poo it. I think that would be fair.
Whether it would move him ahead of Jordan, like no, you said, who knows?
There are people who want Chris regardless. Like, he could have six, and there'll be people just
no,
be like,
right. They're going like, to look like, at Dallas and say, no, you know.
Right. They just they won't be able to get past it. Right. They won't be able to get past it. Would he move to do that?
Well, I think that's why I'm throwing out the doubt he's going to Milwaukee.
I agree. I think he loves to be here in L.A.
Yeah.
But I think, Chris, because of what he's trying to do, and I think it would be important for him, I do. If you know, I was able to get my son in the league, you know what I mean, and I was a star and all that, and play with my son, right? Because nobody else has done it, correct?
Right.
Like that.
No,
would be,
no. That'd be a first.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
To play with their son in the NBA. We know it's done.
Because look how old. I mean, LeBron will be 40.
Right.
I mean, just think of that. Like, most players don't play that long. So that's – but I'm – and here's the other thing. We're talking about whether it would move you ahead of Jordan. At some level, and I think LeBron is at this level, where you just want to win. Even if it's not going to move me ahead of Michael Jordan, if I'm playing, I want to win.
No, absolutely. You don't.
You know?
Because we talked about it. The longer you play and don't win, Chris, it looks worse for you.
It's a lot of years.
Am I right?
It's a lot of years you didn't win it. Now, and also, Rob, you notice all these teams I said are in the East. Get out of the West. Because the West is the – I mean, right now, if the Lakers were in the East, they'd be viewed as a team that could get to the finals.
Right. But not as much as the West. It's stacked.
Now, Cleveland, Rob, obviously a place he could go and live. That could make a little sense to me. I mean, I know three times going there, that's a lot. But it's home. You know what I mean? So that's a situation where, and I'm sure they would embrace Bronny, everybody. They would love I mean, they're a good team now, but he could take them to the next level. And then here's the kicker, Rob, Philadelphia. That's the thing.
Yeah, Philly. And they need something.
Well, let me flip it. If you're Philly and you know Daryl Morey, he needs to get a championship. He's been viewed as a great front office person for a long time, but he hadn't won any rings.
He hadn't won Jack. Come on,
right.
Man. Like, really.
So if you're him,
you would roll the dice.
I think that would be a good move.
You would roll the dice. I'm with you on that.
And I think it would fit. Because Embiid's clearly your best player. Maxey is good. Like, LeBron would fit with them. I don't think he goes there and makes everything change. I think he goes there, fits in, still gives them 24, 25 a night. But that's something, I mean, again, I think he's going to stay in L.A., Rob.
I think he loves
like you,
L.A. And,
but I'm just throwing it out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and he'll wind up, the Lakers will do what they can for him. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I just think
they're going to make LeBron happy to stay here for the next couple years, and then once it's done, it's done. But they've already committed to him.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season. And guess what? So are we. Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Let's go to, we saw South Carolina routed NC State. It was a close game, 1-point game at halftime.
Yeah, what happened in the second half?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll tell you what, Dawn Staley put her foot up somebody's backside and got them going. So they came out and ended up winning by about 20. But let's go to the nightcap, and Rob, this is the game everybody's going to be watching. It'll be interesting to see if this does more than the $12.3 million that LSU Iowa did. I think that was Sunday
night. I'm going to say no.
I would think no, but I'll say this. It's a Friday night, so people don't have to go to work in the morning.
Yeah, but people might be going out on Friday night. Sunday was different, Chris, right?
That's true.
I just think you had a bigger
– I don't think it will, but – it's actually
if this is bigger than
that, of a game,
but LSU, there's a factor there. They're the bad guys, the coach. You know what I mean, right? There's a rivalry. There's a couple of things that made people want, because there were people who wanted to see LSU win, and her lose. They're like, yep. You know what I mean. There were people.
Some people wanted her to win. Some people wanted her to lose. She's polarizing.
Right, she is definitely polarizing.
She's polarizing, and that's always good for ratings. So, yeah, we'll see. But I actually, Rob, there's a few big storylines here. One, and this isn't the biggest to me, but one is that UConn did not recruit Caitlin Clark. Think about that, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
She was a top 5 player in the country. And she wanted to play for UConn, like probably a lot of girls that grow up, right?
Yeah.
Playing college basketball. That's like North Carolina or Duke for the men.
100%. Like all the girls, that's all they know about. All those players,
yep.
Championships. I know they haven't won of late, Chris. We talked about it, 2015?
Yeah, something like that. It's been 8 or 9 years. But they didn't recruit her. So she probably, you see players all the time memorize what players were drafted in front of them or what teams passed them over. You got to believe. I mean, Gino Auriemma, Rob, it don't get any more legendary than that. You got to believe she is like, remembers that and has used that for motivation. Oh, the best coach in women's college basketball history didn't want me? Okay.
And he went out of his way.
40.
He went out of his way, though, to talk about how great she is now.
Yeah, now.
You know, somebody should have said, well, why didn't you when she
right,
was,
there you why, go. You know, they like, needed a Rob Parker that? At that.
You, come
at
on. That you, hey, Chris, you don't think I would have asked that? you tell her all this, how great she is. How come she wanted right. to go to UConn? How come you right. didn't recruit her?
Like, right, right.
You there got some explaining some to
think,
do.
That think it was her attitude.
Okay.
Body language on the court, attitude, you know. That's one thing I will say. Like, people can say Angel Reese got an attitude, she talks trash, blah, blah, blah. And y'all know I like Caitlin Clark. We went to the same high school in Iowa. I like her. But she got an attitude on the court. Her body language can be bad. I don't think Angel Reese's body language is as bad. She might talk more trash, but they both talk trash too. So let's keep it real and not act like that was some racism on that last year. All right, but the other storyline, Rob, is that everybody's talking about Caitlin Clark, and I do think she's the best player in the country, you know, college women's college basketball. But there's something that might make the argument for UConn's best player who will face Caitlin Clark tonight, Paige Bueckers. And let me, Rob, I remember seeing, and I'm going to admit, I don't watch a ton of women's college basketball.
Well, join the crowd.
Right, exactly.
I but mean, other than this tournament, Chris, like watching some of these games?
Well, Clark I watched sometimes.
I haven't watched them
a little this year.
Not
in South
women's.
Carolina, LSU, those four, I watched. I didn't see much of Juju to the tournament.
Now, but I saw Juju highlights because at USC we do a sports show every Wednesday.
Right.
So I've seen her a lot on the highlights that the kids, you know, do the sports cast.
Juju is great and going to be greater. Right now, it's no shame, she's a freshman. She's not as good as Bueckers and Clark. Watching her.
Not yet.
I don't think so. She's more athletic, but she's not as polished as they are. Now, she may become that. But here's the point about Bueckers, Rob, that Gino said like a week or two ago that he's got the best player. He said, I got the best player in the world. And then he came after Caitlin Clark dropped 41 and 12 on LSU, and that's when he said, oh, she's the best player in
the
world.
He said, strike that, right?
Right. But Bueckers, Rob, they're the same class. Now, Bueckers is, you know, she was injured for a whole year and then only played 17 games another year. But when they were freshmen, Rob, and Caitlin Clark put up terrific numbers, 26 and 7, 7 assists. Paige Bueckers, 20 points, 6 assists, almost 5 rebounds a game, was the player of the year. And not only that, Rob, she became the first freshman ever to sweep the Player of the Year awards. She won every Player of the Year award possible.
Mm.
First time ever. And then she got hurt. She had some knee injuries. And then, you know, she's just recovering. And now you're starting to see her at the height of her powers again. So, I mean, for somebody to say, everybody talking about Caitlin Clark, but Bueckers is right there with her. They're the same size. I remember seeing Bueckers as a freshman and being like, "Oh, this girl."
But we know
I
what
need
it
to
is, though,
her.
Don't we? Don't we? Like,
It's the logo threes, Chris.
It just is. I mean,
and she's a wonderful passer.
Right, she is. What did she have the last game? 12?
12 assists. Yeah, she's averaging 10 assists in the tournament.
No, she can pass the basketball, but it's the logo threes that everyone's in love with. That's the game that we all watch now in the NBA. Chris, it's all about the threes. So she's playing a men's game style game, like an NBA game. And I think that's what has attracted so many people to, you know, you talk about women's basketball. I covered a couple of WNBA games in my, you know, columnist career in New York, the Liberty, and
you actually wrote columns about.
Yeah,
the
I did. I wrote like about two or three of them in my career, because you know how it is. Like, why don't you go out there? Why don't you go out there?
You need something to write about today.
Yeah, and I was like, really? Okay, I'll go. You know, and it wasn't that entertaining to me. I'm just being real. Like,
I don't watch WNBA.
The style of play. Right. I'm not lying. I'm being honest.
Now, we'll see. Maybe, will I watch it next year with Caitlin Clark? Maybe.
But you know, the style of play just didn't move me. And I think what's moved people on Caitlin is just it's the star power with the threes.
I mean, a lot of times you see people, and this goes for men and women. You know, you see more men that do this, but you see a lot of men and women that they're catch and shoot 3-point shooters. Caitlin Clark is dribbling into threes, faking you out, taking a step back or a dribble here, three. I mean, the players guarding her, giving her a couple of feet because she can go by you, but just three, pull up a three. Like, it's like Steph. I mean, really, right? Now, I'm not saying she's as good as Steph Curry. Obviously, she's not as good as him, but even relative, you know, let's see what she does at the next level. But her game looks like Steph's. It really does. The way she'll pull up for a three, the way she creates the space for the three, the way she'll just be dribbling and then just all of a sudden throw up a quick three and it'll go in. So I agree with you that the way she plays, the style, the way it looks is a thing that attracts us and to her as well. And Rob, I'm going to keep it real. The way somebody's game looks can come into play in the who you think is better.
100%.
Look, I genuinely think Michael Jordan is better than LeBron. But part of it might be, and Rob, Michael Jordan to me had the best looking game in the history of basketball. Do you agree with that or not?
No, I agree.
I mean, Dr. J, Kyrie,
he was
they
smooth,
got beautiful
everything.
Games too.
Everything that Mike did was incredible.
It just looked good.
It did look good.
Another player could do this. Yep.
His shot was good. The way he dunked, like the way he, you know, the Air Jordan, you know, like through the air, like there's
moving
a reason.
Moving his legs when he dunked from the foul line, waving the ball. I put it like this, Rob. There are people. You could teach people, and there obviously are people, that could do Michael Jackson's dance moves. The moonwalk and, you know, all that stuff.
But
you can't, it looks better when he did it.
And he was that's why he was the ultimate entertainer. And,
right.
You know, dancer and.
And that's what I say with Jordan. Somebody could do a move or a dunk he did, but it looked better when he did it.
Yeah.
So that can come into play.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's
what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss.
Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.